From WTJU 91.1 FM, this is Charlottesville Classical. I'm Rebecca Boggs. Today we talk with Adam Cooper. Adam is a second-year UVA student and a cellist in the Charlottesville Symphony. Adam is also at the forefront of petitioning for a music minor here at UVA. Okay, so you're involved with Charlottesville Symphony here at UVA. Can you just, tell us what it is and what you do there?
Sure. So I play in the cello section of the Charlottesville Symphony, and the Charlottesville Symphony is a unique symphony to be at a university. So basically how it works is that there's some students in the orchestra, and there's also some community members who are also in the orchestra. And the principals of each of the sections are actually the professors of music here at UVA. So it creates this odd conglomeration of people who are all making music together, but it's a really amazing experience for me because I get to participate in a really high quality orchestra even though I'm still in at a university. So we're playing big works. We played Beethoven 7 last year. We're doing Pines of Rome later on in April, and big time works that you usually wouldn't get at a lot of universities, but I'm privileged enough to play because we have a lot of professionals and semi-professional players in the orchestra as well.
All right, so how as a young person do you find that classical music can survive in society today?
Sure. It doesn't seem so relevant anymore. It's not catchy. You can't really sing along to it. And it's often difficult to understand. A lot of the time, even when I first listen to a piece of classical music that I've never heard of, I have no idea what is going on. And because we don't have that quick satisfaction, I think it's very difficult for classical music to survive and be relevant. That being said, I think a lot of the, social norms surrounding classical music could change with not too much work involved with it, which could make it more accessible to someone who doesn't necessarily always listen to classical music. For example, I think concert venues have become way too rigid and strict, whether that's in regards to dress code or in regards to just like how people act at classical music concerts. When Beethoven was premiering his symphonies, right, these concerts used to be like raucous events with people often like throwing stuff at the stage, at the orchestra. People were screaming. Paganini concerts had women like fainting from infatuation over his playing, right? And that is the total opposite of what happens at classical music concerts today. So maybe some happy medium between the two of making it more accessible, of letting people kind of like be less strict with dress codes, be less strict with the atmosphere of it could definitely make a difference. And also helping just kind of, start the idea that classical music isn't some pompous thing that's some upper class, upper echelon kind of thing. Make it more accessible, and that's just the involvement. That's on the musicians themselves. That's on different younger musicians having social media presence and showing that classical music is powerful. That if I feel so powerful, such like intense emotions during like the ending of Mahler 2 or like the beginning of like the second movement of Beethoven 7th, right? Those are really powerful moments for me. There's got to be some kind of way I can like show that to other people and make other people feel that power.
Adam Cooper is a cellist in the Charlottesville Symphony. You can find out more at cvillesymphony.org. Connect with these select performances in our area. Come see Splinter Reeds perform new works by University of Virginia graduate composers on Friday, February 1st at 8 p.m. in Old Cabell Hall. Splinter Reeds is the West Coast's first reed quintet, comprising 5 innovative musicians with a shared passion for new music. For more classical music events in our area, plus round-the-clock classical music radio, visit charlottesvilleclassical.org. This is WTJU Charlottesville.